Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. And it seems like whenever there's an off day, the day after, we always talk about how nice it is to have that off day. But I think especially when you get into the stretch that the Astros are in, you're in the middle of a stretch in which you play 14 of 16 on the road, just these two home games against St. Louis, and 17 straight days without an off day. And once you get into August, any day that you can get with a day off is precious.
Yeah, it's nice. And we needed an off day to collect our stuff and repack our stuff, and we're going back on the road tomorrow. But you know, for this team, we knew this stretch was going to be tough. I've tried to rest a couple of the guys along the way, or DH them along the way, to prepare them for the rigorous travel. But you know, a 4-3 road trip in Minnesota and Toronto is acceptable. Of course, we wanted to do a little bit better. We'd like to have to have a nice quick homestand here, and then get back on the road and have a successful road trip in Baltimore and Pittsburgh. So off days are at a premium. They're even more so right now when you get a little beat up here and there, but our team will show up ready to play today.
That last game in Toronto on Sunday, I mean, it was a close game much of the way, and then the back-to-back home runs by Toronto in that fifth inning really just changed the complexion of that game, it seemed like.
Yeah, it did, and they do that very well. They're one of the best teams hitting for power in the league. They got a very, very potent offense. They've guys got hidden down in the bottom of the order that can hit the ball out of the ballpark. So they really took it to us, and if you don't make pitches against them, they'll find a way to hit the ball out of the ballpark. So tip the cap to them for winning the series. But like I said, the winning road trip was important for us.
Made a move after the game. Ken Giles, not on the trip in Toronto, on the paternity list. He's back today. Yandel Gustave getting sent down. You saw Gustave three times. Looked like the first outing was maybe the rockiest of the three. What did you see from him?
Well, I saw a guy with a promising arm. You know, I know he's really worked and refined his breaking ball, which he's going to need. He featured that a little bit better in Toronto than he did in his debut in Minnesota. But I like the look of the high 90s fastball. He wasn't very nervous after his first outing. Everybody's nervous in their major league debut. But he's got a playable fastball, and I think that's going to be important to have some power coming out of the bullpen. I told him on the plane when we sent him down that it's nothing that he did wrong. He actually threw great his second two times compared to the first time. And he's going to be back. We've got in a couple more weeks before September rosters expand. If anything happens, he would be the guy that we would go get. If not, he'll be back in September.
Taking on a Cardinals team that you just saw, well, not just saw, but you saw in June for a couple of games, and you know, handled them pretty well. We're able to win both of those games, and obviously hoping to continue that success next two.
Yeah, we would like to play well against them. We stole a couple games from them late in the game by playing complete games, and that's something you have to do against the Cardinals. You've got to play good defense. You've got to run the bases. They will compete for their 27 outs. They've got a really good thing going over there. They're a little beat up physically. They've got a lot of guys on the DL. So if we can take advantage of some of their inexperience in their bullpen and some of their guys playing every day that are usually on the bench, then we can certainly make a run at them.
All right, A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
The following Minute of Astros History featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
It's hard to believe 24,000 fans came out to watch the Astros and Cubs do battle at Minute Maid Park on this day in 2011. The Astros were in last place, 33 games out of first, and the Cubs were just a notch above them. Ryan Dempster was sailing through the Astros' young lineup with apparent ease, leading 4-2 after seven innings, having logged seven strikeouts, when Aramis Ramirez homered off Wilton Lomas in the eighth. It looked like the Astros would just file it in. But the ninth proved more difficult than closer Carlos Marmol expected. After an out, J.B. Shuck and Clint Marmis singled, a walk to Matt Downs loaded the bases. Switch hitter Brian Bogusevic came in to pinch hit and walloped an opposite field game-winning grand slam to the Conoco pump, and the Astros won 6-5.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks ahead of a two-game series, just a small series with the St. Louis Cardinals, and I have third baseman Alex Bregman as my guest today. And Alex, it sounds a little strange to say this is the third baseman right now, but that's where you are right now, and you're making the best of it.
Yeah, enjoying it, having a blast. Just trying to do anything I can to help contribute and help this team win games. And nice little two-game homestand, and then we're on the road again. So excited for the next coming week, and it's going to be fun.
Got a situation where you're hitting in batting practice in a group with a lot of really good hitters. I'm curious on what you've been able to learn from guys like Altuve and Springer in the early going.
Just their preparation, what they try and do in BP to get them ready for the game. Jose is big on using the opposite field during BP, and trying to adapt that to my game a little bit, trying to use that in my practice, and it's been helping, and just trying to pick their brain about the starter that we're going to face. They've already faced most of the pitchers that we face, so just trying to pick their brain on what they're trying to do that day, and what pitches they're looking for, stuff like that. And it's been great. I've had a blast, and I'm very happy to be in that group to where I can learn from those guys.
Alex, in your opening media session when you got here to the big leagues, you said something that struck with me, and it was your ability to recognize the pitch inside and to get more loft on it. Can you tell the people out there, maybe a high school kid out there, what that means?
Yeah, I mean, in college and high school, I always was taught, like, hey, you need to hit the ball on the ground on the line. So I always try to do that, including on the inside pitch, which doesn't really work at the big leagues. If you hit a ground ball, you're out.
Yeah.
So I've been trying to get the ball that's middle to middle in the air. And that's actually the thing that I need to do a little bit better job of right now. Been driving the ball the other way very well, but been missing the pitch that I need to on the inner part of the plate. So
what's the key to it for you?
Just got to be more handsy and getting a little bit around the baseball instead of hitting the inside part of the baseball when I'm going to pull the ball. So just working on that, and hopefully this week will be better when it comes to the inside pitch.
Okay, enough about baseball. Tell me about LSU's football team this year. You obviously went to LSU, big fan. I mean, it's a crazy atmosphere going tailgating at those games, but even inside, man.
Oh, it's Death Valley's unbelievable. It's gonna be a fun year for them. They should have a chance to win the national championship this year, which is gonna be fun. And I'll be as many games as I can. Hopefully, be very late to that season with a nice long postseason run with the Astros. But I'm excited for them, and it's going to be a good year for LSU football. Les Miles will have those guys ready to go, and Fournette will lead the charge and hopefully win the Heisman.
Last thing, and I don't want you to turn off your brain to this season, but what's the one thing in this offseason you want to work on, knowing, you know, getting a feel for this major league lifestyle and the pitching you face every day? What do you want to work on the most in the offseason?
Just a few different things that I've learned since I've been up here at the plate. Few things that actually Jose does, Miguel Cabrera does it, Mike Trout, a lot of guys scissor their feet, and I'm going to work on that with my lower half this offseason, get strong, get ready to play a full season up here, and just get my body ready to play a full season helping games.
You're a big part of it, Alex Bregman. Thanks for joining us, and go get them tonight.
Thank you, appreciate it.
The Houston Astros.
Play in the mess! Mike Fiers has done it!
On your radio.
That ball's clobbered. Left field. See ya!
All summer long.
Start spreading the news. The Houston Astros win the AL Wild Card game.
The Houston Astros Radio Network.